Furries and Soros-linked NGOs march at Trans Pride. By Peter Cattell on July 19, 2022. Soros-linked NGO activists, anti-capitalists, and furries reportedly marched in Dublin on Saturday to assert their pro-transgenderism truth to the population. A variety of left-wing activists, including the likes of anti-capitalists, NGO workers, and even furries, took to Dublin's streets on Saturday to assert the views of transgenderism. According to a report by the Irish Independent, the protest was addressed by an activist from Transgender Equality Network Ireland, TENI, an organization that has now repeatedly found itself embroiled in financial and transparency scandals regarding its operations. "Our voices, our experiences, our needs take primacy over their fear, hate and division," the activist said, who claimed that trans people had taken to the street to assert our truth, beauty and strength in defiance of those who would attempt to pathologize, dehumanize and attack. "Trans women are women, trans men are men, and non-binary people are non-binary," the activist also said. Other NGOs in attendance at the self-described anti-capitalist march include the National Women's Council of Ireland, Amnesty International, and the George Soros-linked Irish Network Against Racism, INAR. Also pictured attending the rally were people associated with the self-described furry community, with furries being defined by publication Vox as people with an interest in anthropomorphized animals, with some statistics reportedly showing many of those within this community also having an interest in viewing furry pornography. Despite apparently having the ear of the country's current government, turnout to the event was relatively small compared to a pro-life protest that occurred earlier in the month, with attendees at the country's annual Rally for Life protest taking up the entirety of the country's O'Connell Street, despite poor weather conditions at times. One campaigner who attended the event, Nebe Brian of the Life Institute, later went on to slam the country's state-owned media company RTE for failing to commit much time to report on the demonstration, despite having previously made the effort to commit much more airtime to a much small pro-abortion demo a few weeks prior. RTE is the public broadcaster, milking the taxpayer to the tune of €200 million a year so that they can continue to function as a wing of the pro-abortion campaign, Ebrian told Breitbart Europe. "They got more than a dozen press releases and follow-up calls about the Rally for Life. They were well aware it was taking place," she continued. "Why should anyone pay their TV tax, license fee for this? Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.